Chapter 22. A Heart Two Sizes Too Small. Mr. LeJudas, directing your attention to a document that's been marked Exhibit, 22, do you recognize this document? Witness, yes, it's a letter from Dr. Vogel to Jonathan Klein, our defense lawyer. Mr. LeJudas, and the date? Witness, it's dated October 2nd. Mr. LeJudas, 2 weeks before the trial. Witness, yes, give or take. Mr. LeJudas, the bottom of the letter says, CC, Mr. and Mrs. Andrew Barber. Were you shown this letter at the time? Witness, yes, I was. Mr. LeJudas, but your attorney never turned over this document in discovery, is that correct? Witness, not as far as I know. Mr. LeJudas, not as far as anyone knows. Witness, don't testify, Neil. Come on, ask a question. Mr. LeJudas, all right. Why was this document never turned over to the prosecution? Witness, because it's privileged. It's a doctor-patient communication and its work product, which means it was created by the defense team as part of its trial preparation. That makes it confidential. It's exempt from discovery. Mr. LeJudas, but you've produced it now, and in response to an ordinary boilerplate discovery order. Why? Are you waiving the privilege? Witness, the privilege isn't mine to waive, but it doesn't matter now, does it? The only thing that matters now is the truth. Mr. LeJudas, here we go. This is the part where you tell us how you believe in the system and all that. Witness, the system is as good as the people running it, Neil. Mr. LeJudas, did you believe in Dr. Vogel? Witness, yes, completely. Mr. LeJudas, and you have confidence in her now? Nothing has happened to shake your faith in the doctor's observations? Witness, I trust her. She's a good doctor. Mr. LeJudas, so you don't dispute anything in this letter? Witness, no. Mr. LeJudas, and what was the purpose of this letter? Witness, it was an opinion letter. It was meant to summarize the doctor's findings about Jacob so that Jonathan could make a decision about whether to call Dr. Vogel as a witness and whether he wanted to get into this whole subject at all, the subject of Jacob's mental health. Mr. LeJudas, would you read the second paragraph to the grand jury, please? Witness, the client presents as an articulate, intelligent, polite 14-year-old boy. His manner is shy, and he is somewhat reticent in conversation, but nothing in his conduct suggests a compromised ability to perceive, recall, or relate the incidents involved in this case, or to assist trial counsel in making informed, intelligent, well-reasoned decisions pertaining to his own legal defense.